Pastor Faulkner, please.
Okay, thanks. It looks like we might have interpretation. I'm not 100% sure. We do. Okay. Unfortunately, you won't have interpretation into English, so I'll have to make do the best I can. look, not a lot to say. I mean, I just thought it would be useful just to have the opportunity to hear your questions. I've done the second installment. It would have been nice, I'm sure, for everybody if I could have got it done a bit earlier, but it just was really a function of a rather large number of demands and time, but at least it's basically done. It's not, as I said to the delegations before I produced it, I hope they're not expecting anything radical or vastly innovative in it. I don't think there's anything of that kind there, but because some of the issues there, I think, are relatively more straightforward, whereas some of them are, as I've indicated, really quite difficult because there's no real centre of gravity. The work hasn't really been done as much there as in some others. So I've taken a bit of a stab at some things there, and I hope that that might generate the kind of discussion we need to have on some of those things. That's pretty much as much as I need to say about the second instalment. Quite happy to try and clarify some ideas. I noticed that, I don't know if it's some among you, but one or two over the weekend had already made a bit of a coverage on some items in it. I'm happy to clarify any questions that arise from that. What will happen now is that I'm having discussions at the moment, have done last week, with delegations or a certain number of delegations, largely on the first instalment. We've discussed export competition, domestic support. We've started on market access today, as I've said, and it seems to be an agreed way to proceed. We'll cover all the issues that are in the first instalment as best we can. I'm completely open to any delegation that wants to raise second instalment issues at the same time, but if they need to have a bit more time to reflect on what I've put there, which has only been out since Friday, then we'll find suitable time a little bit later for them to do so, and we haven't got on to any of that stuff in our discussions so far materially that I can recall. So, that much by way of intro. It's just meant to follow on from what you already have. There are some things which I just haven't reacted to. On the tariff quota administration and tariff quota rates, my attitude there, I explained it to delegations this morning, is that I don't really feel that I have anything useful to say on that, because the basic sensitive product issue isn't sufficiently developed that I have any clear sense from people about what kind of in-tariff quota rates there might be a landing zone on or a consensus on, but I want to hear their thoughts on that before we go any further. And on the other issues, the same theological divides remain, and I've got nothing really to add to those at this point in time. So, enough by way of intro.
We'll take questions. Before I do, though, just to point out, there are copies of the second installment in the back of the room. Questions? Dan Prusin, please.
Chairman, a question more on your consultations rather than your paper. I was wondering if you can give us a readout on, or if you can report what progress, if any, has been made in these consultations on the three issues under the three pillars. Can you give us any concrete examples of where you see progress being made? And do you think the progress is at a sufficient speed in order to get an agreement by the end of July on the modalities?
As best I can on that briefly. On export competition, I felt there were some signs of flexibility or a pretty constructive attitude towards how we might be able to deal with food aid. I thought that there was, I mean, it's hard to think of the exact concrete examples, but I mean, I actually, the way I would have summed that discussion up, I think I did sum it up that way, was that I felt that on food aid, we were virtually at a point at which I could draft a text there and then. It wouldn't necessarily command consensus, but on the safe box in particular, I think it's pretty clear where things could be. I thought there was a readiness to be a bit more flexible on certain elements of food aid outside the safe box. I have to say that I didn't feel that there was huge flexibility from the US side on food aid generally. There was more flexibility probably from others on that. And I thought that was all the same reasonably constructive, because the engagement was quite good on that. Again, on export credits, I think a lot more realistic discussion, nothing that I could define as a definitive outcome. US was prepared to at least consider certain ideas. I thought there was a more realistic appreciation of what the so-called period for self-financing would have to be. I mean, certainly not agreement on that, but a much more realistic discussion on that than I've heard before. On domestic support, I felt that on the overall number, there was, again, people weren't making too many ambit claims on that. I thought there was a pretty realistic assessment on that. There was, in my view, a very good discussion on what blue box and amber box disciplines would be. I mean, nothing that I could say was a definitive breakthrough, but I actually thought they were actually trying out various ideas on each other. Nobody was saying they were ruling things out because it wasn't their formal position. They were trying to be as constructive as they possibly could. On market access this morning, again, I think there was some flexibility exhibited, particularly from the Demandeur side, on what they felt was the cut in the top band, which is no more than I would have implicitly have expected at some point, and indeed I might have been, probably should have been, a bit more explicit myself about that rather than just simply writing down the formalities of people's position in the top band. So I think there's a bit of movement there to a more realistic zone. Quite a reasonable degree of, I wouldn't say consensus, but interest in having a non-ambit claim discussion about how much the deviation should be, how much the variation should be between each band for developed countries as well. Again, nothing that could amount to agreement or anything like that, but I thought that was clear, and there were signs of flexibility in people's position, even though they couldn't put numbers on what their flexibility would be. So as far as it goes, I thought that was reasonably constructive, and that's about as far as we've got on market access. We've got a lot more to cover this afternoon, probably tomorrow morning.
And the pace, is it? Are you proceeding
all right
the pace?
Well, I mean, I can't extrapolate. I mean, you know, I would be much happier if there was a much faster pace, and I'd feel a lot more confident in saying that we can get to where we need to go if people were able to move much quicker. So the brief answer is yes, I wish it was a lot quicker, but and I think it needs to be a lot quicker. If it's not a lot quicker, can we do it by July? The answer is still yes, I think we can. It just means you have to do a lot more, a lot faster towards the end of July rather than this end of the process. You know, there's much as fast as it could be as far as I'm concerned. I will anyway intend to put forward a revised draft text at the end of June, or the second half of June, and they'll have to react to that. I would prefer to do that based on explicit and clear agreement among themselves. If they're not in that position, then I'll have to try and discern as best I can where I think they're able to go or could go, even though they can't say it, and then they'll have to react to that. It's a different way of doing it. It's a less desirable way of doing it, but it can also get us where we need to be. It's what I would consider to be a second-best option. I don't think it's ideal for the chair to have to say, come on, you know you really can live with this. But if that's the way they're able to play it, then we can still get there on that basis. And so one way or the other, I think we can.
Only if no one else wants to ask. All right. Chairman, I was interested in your comments about discussions today on the top band tariff cuts, because I recall in your paper you said this is one of the most difficult issues under the market access pillar. I was wondering, when you talk about the signs of flexibility, are you seeing more flexibility towards the lower cuts, towards the 60% range suggested in your paper, or is it going more towards the higher end of the cuts?
I think the more explicit flexibility is coming from those, or for some of those, not all of them, but for some of those who are wanting to go to the higher end of the cuts, okay? But the way I heard things, although it was not precisely identified, there was a generalized, as far as tariff cutting is concerned, there was a generalized feeling that, well, you know, we're not completely closed on all of this. I mean, some pretty tough statements made by people at the lower end, but there was not an absolute closure there. I felt there was a negotiating opening of some kind somewhere, not just on the top band. I couldn't say I identified it in relation to the top band, but a generalized disposition to say, well, as far as our formal positions are, we're not completely closed to things. But it's certainly true that the really explicit moves came from some of those who have been arguing for a very high cut in the top band. And it is true, and I'm quite happy to say it, that I was probably more casual in the way in which I described the top band in my paper than I should have been. I mean, I don't seriously believe that anybody would believe that 85% in the top band was seriously in play. It was a formality that I was recording. A lot of people sort of got a bit nervous that I really personally thought that that was actually going to run. Well, I don't think it's going to run, and I clarified that to them. So it doesn't come to me as a surprise that some at least are indicating that they don't need to have that. And that's something at least, you know. It's not a big thing, but it's something.
Quickly follow up to what is the range then that is in play now if you say 85 is not really a...
Oh, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't myself believe personally that you'll get 85 in the top band, and I'm happy enough to make that clear if it wasn't clear before. But when it comes to me making another careful consideration about where I actually think we might end up, I guess I need to hear what everybody's got to say, and I'll make that more precise guess, if it has to be a guess, when I do my text.
Okay, thanks very much.